Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Yo. What's up? What's happening?
Hey, buddy. I'll tell you what's happening. It's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges. So when the big game does come, you're set to go, and you're never thirsty. Mm-hmm. You won't miss any of the action because guess what? Bud Distributing has stocked your fridges. How about that? Boom.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We'll get to that big game. But right now we're going to talk about NBA action. Last night, the Bulls beat the Knicks 110 to 102. Pistons and the Nuggets were postponed. Tonight, the Grizzlies going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 8 o'clock. Detroit, the Pistons going to be in Utah playing the Jazz at 10. NHL tonight, the Hurricanes going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks at 8 o'clock. So you can catch a little NHL action tonight, if you please. All right, let's go. Let's get right to it. The big game this Sunday. Uh-oh, Brock. There are two Kansas City Chiefs players. Center DeMarcus Robinson and wide receiver Daniel Kilgore landed on the reserve COVID-19 list. Whoa. Just 6 days before the big game, the Tom Brady Invitational. There will be more testing, of course, but both the Chiefs and the Buccaneers must be paying close attention. Real quick, somebody please put Patrick Mahomes and Mr. Brady in bubble wrap to hide them from this ridiculous disease that could potentially keep them out of the Super Bowl. Small.
Good enough.
So, yeah, kind of significant news there. How terrible would that be? You know, you work your whole life, mm-hmm. basically, to get to this certain game. The biggest game that you could imagine.
Yep.
6 days before, you start to get a little cough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I couldn't imagine. It'd be devastating. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll keep you up to date on that. I you know, the NFL is on top of their stuff when it comes to the COVID stuff and getting people cleared to play. So I'm sure they're going to be testing these guys throughout the week. And hopefully this works out. So there you go. I got more stories, but I'm going to save them for next hour because, well, there's not too much going on this morning. So there you go. That's your sports.
It'll be interesting to see how this shakes out because the team still need to practice. They still need to get together. Is it going to be major lockdown? Do they avoid any kind of... You have to practice, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You know what's kind of significant about that is, well, center DeMarcus Robinson. Isn't there already three linemen out for the Chiefs?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah.
And now you're going to... Wow. That's a whole new front line for the Super Bowl.
I mean, which is not the thing you want to deal with because the Bucs defense is no joke. You don't want some new scrubs coming up from the practice squad taking on Ndamukong Suh trying to protect right. Mahomes. I mean, Mahomes is great, but even he can't outrun Suh all effing game. You know what I mean?
Grizzly bear of a man chases you down. Yeah. All right. So we'll see what happens. Anyway,
we'll talk more about that next hour. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rockwell with Brock and Hunter. Too hot, you can take it off.
We're going to have to get new ones.
Yeah. So this is too good.
Ridiculous. 724, Brock Hunter. What's going on? Good morning.
It's a good Plan B intro morning for sports, show. Man. That's what
perfect.
I'm talking
well,
about.
Well, good. Let's get to it. It's sports time. Here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bud. NBA, last night, Bulls beating the Knicks 110 to 102. The Pistons and the Nuggets were postponed. Tonight, the Grizzlies going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers at 8 o'clock. Pistons going to be in Utah playing the Jazz at 10. Some NHL news. Tonight, Hurricanes going to be in Chicago playing the Blackhawks, if you're a Blackhawks fan, at 8 o'clock. Let's move on. Okay. Sorry, there's
good enough.
Nothing else over there for scores. Listen to this, man. This is kind of crazy. So you remember that package we had in the studio, the Carolina Reapers?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculously hot peppers that nobody would even touch because they're too hot. So a guy named Mike Jack has the Guinness World Record for the Carolina Reaper Chili Challenge. Mike ate 3 Carolina Reaper chili peppers in 9.73 seconds. Yes, he is a world champion, but he admits it took him 8 to 12 hours to fully recover from the stunt.
Dude, your intestines will turn into lava. Why do that to yourself?
Yeah.
Look, I love spicy food, okay? Almost to a fault. Like, I appreciate a nice bead of sweat on the back of my neck, but this is
different, though.
It doesn't make
sense. This Carolina Reaper is different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, people are like, yeah, I like hot stuff. And they put this thing in their mouth, and they're like, dude, I'm out. So, for instance, we had a cleaning day at the radio. I'm going to make this long story short. Cleaning day at the radio station. Brock, myself, and John Jay. I'm sure a lot of you guys out there know John Jay. Had to clean the IRX studio. And he finds that bag of Reapers, and it looks like a bag of weed. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's this, man? It's a bag of weed. And I'm like, no, it's a Carolina Reapers. He's like, oh, I like hot stuff. And I'm like, just put a little flake. I'm serious. Like if you're going to feed your fish, like a flake on your tongue. That's what he did. He's like, oh, that's not bad. He laughed. Yeah. He called off that day. He had to go home. He almost went to the hospital.
Ruined his day, man. Yeah, yeah. It's no joke. So,
yeah. This guy ate 3 peppers, dude. Unbelievable. Anyway, there you go. Congratulations, Mike Jack.
Yeah, for what?
You moron.
For what?
All right.
Being an idiot.
Listen to, moving on. Baseball, real quick. A bat used by the New York Yankees legend Lou Gehrig during the 1938 World Series is going up for auction and could sell for $1 million. Jesus.
That's bananas.
That's for bananas.
For a bat?
Right, that's what I'm saying. The bat was graded a perfect 10 by industry experts, and it's comparable to in value to the bat used by Babe Ruth to hit his 500th home run, as well as another bat used by Babe Ruth to hit the first home run out of Yankee Stadium. So $1 million bat, $1 million piece of wood.
Man.
Boom.
Man. I get it. I understand that there's sports memorabilia out there that's really cool, but not that much. Oh, my God.
It's a weird thing. Those old bats held by Babe Ruth. My dad used to have a Babe Ruth ball, and I got to see it before he sold it. But you got the, you know, looking at that thing, you were like, oh, yeah. Babe Ruth held this at one point. You know, like, it's kind of cool.
It was great until you hit it over the fence.
Right. The dog got a hold of it.
And the dog got a hold of it. Then you tried terrible. To get it back with you and your friends all summer long.
He was pissed.
Oh, wait, that's Sandlot. Sorry.
Yeah.
Good enough.
$1 million bat, though. So if you guys got an extra mill laying around,
yeah,
you get Lou Gehrig's 1938 World Series bat. So there you go.
All right. That's your sports?
That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Stick around.